smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Gifford. Your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter. It's Jo Gifford here, Dexterous Diva. And I'm really thrilled today to be bringing you an interview with the lovely Jennifer Bardall, who describes herself as a body image mentor extraordinaire. And you can find her on honoryourselfnow.net with the American spelling of honor, so H-O-N-O-R. honoryourselfnow.net. And in this little interview, we discuss all kinds of things. So the highs and lows of working for yourself. We discuss EFT, self-love. We discuss like multi-program sort of burnout and all kinds of stuff. So we just have a little chat, which I know that you guys will find really useful. So over to you, Jen. Right, hello everybody, and today I'm really honoured to have the lovely Jen Bardall here joining me on the podcast. Have I said that right, Jen Bardall?
Yes, that's it. You have it.
Welcome to Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here. So can we dive in just by letting us all know who you are, what you do, and how did your business journey come about?
Well, I call myself a body image mentor, and what I do is I help women who have been through the same sort of life situation that I went through for many, many years, which, you know, in my case was I suffered from a binge eating disorder. I was, you know, extremely overweight, but also had horrible self-esteem, you know, didn't think of myself as a woman even, didn't even date until I was in my mid-20s. I mean, I really just lived in a lot of pain and a lot of self-loathing and just a lot of, you know, fear of living, basically. And up until, like I said, until I was pretty much in my mid to late 20s. So I try to help other women around that age or a little older, you know, get through their own image, body image problems, self-esteem issues. And yeah, that's really pretty much how it, you know, for me, how it came about, you know, when I kind of found my way to the other side, as I call it, you know, kind of dug myself out of that hole. I thought, I wonder if what I've been through would help other women. And so I, you know, went through the process of building this business in order to help these women who, you know, are going through that same sort of pain. I really would love to spare anyone, you know, that sort of pain and that sort of just, you know, that just feeling like you're completely alone, really, you know.
Wow. So that's such a powerful story, Jen, and you know, to be able to share that and to show people how you've moved on and, you know, and to build a business out of it, that's, you know, that's really just amazing. And so, you know, what form does your business take now?
Well, at the moment, you know, I'm doing one-on-one coaching, but I'm also working on a group coaching program as well. So, you know, to try to reach more people at once, as opposed to just, you know, one person at a time. So that's pretty much where I am right now. I'm trying to kind of juggle both things at one time, because I do think it's very important to have that one-on-one time. You know, some people really do need that. Some people don't work well in a group setting. Mm. You know, some people would rather just clam up and not say anything about themselves, whereas there are people who shine, you know, around other people. And I've actually seen women who have come out of their shell and helped each other, you know, and that kind of helps them as well. So that's
incredible.
Kind of, you know.
And you know, that's a nice balance too, isn't it? To have the sort of one-to-ones and the group stuff. And that's what, you know, what I have going on. I have like a 3-month, you know, a sort of coaching program working on workflow and social sessions. Or I have the Blogging for Business Bootcamp, which is kicking off today. And there's a whole sort of group program online. And as you say, it's really nice to sort of bring people out of themselves to almost be mini mentors in the group, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then they kind of come to their own realizations as well, you know, as they're listening to other people's stories and trying to help them through it, they can say, oh, you know, maybe I can try this myself. Or, you know, there's also that feeling of I'm not alone, And that I think is a huge thing as well. I think sometimes when one person gets the ball rolling and kind of opens up about themselves, that makes other people feel as though, I mean, it's one thing for me to say, oh, I've heard this story, you're not alone, you're not, other people do the same things or have the same, foibles and tendencies to self-sabotage, let's say, for instance. It's one thing for me to say that, but to hear it from a bunch of other women, it really does, I think, make people feel, like I said, less alone and more just accepted, and I think that's a really important first step when you realize that you're not alone and, you're not a bad person for, I don't know, eating too much, which is what so many people feel as though they are, so.
And it's such a huge issue, isn't it? And such a kind of, as you say, like it's almost a taboo often with women to be able to be vocal about what they're going through and about the self-image thing and about any bad habits mentally or physically that we've got into and actually how damaging that is. So for you to be sharing that sort of publicly as your business and to be helping other people is just amazing. And my next question was going to be, what keeps you motivated in your business and what do you love doing? But that's coming through clear, Jen. You seem to be so passionate about, sort of working with these women.
I am. And that is, there are times, and I think we all go through them when we're just like, oh, why am I doing this? And, but it is important to remember these women and to remember, honestly, to remember myself back in maybe 10 years ago, when I wish that, this kind of positive body image movement, I guess let's call it, had existed back then. I mean, now there are so many more body positive bloggers and, online personalities, let's say, out there. I mean, there aren't like a ton of them, but there are more and more, it seems. And I wish that I had had that kind of exposure to something like that back then.
So that's what I think about. From the, from the Quagmire Gen, who was your beacon online?
Actually, I did a lot of reading, and I don't even remember who got me started on Janine Roth, actually, and she just blew my mind. I have so many of her books on my tablet right now. It's ridiculous, and I really learned a lot about myself and about emotional eating and just how to kind of break out of that. And nowadays, I really love people like I feel like
on the spot now.
I'm not gonna say, like, my mind just went totally blank. I can see this woman in my head. She recently did a series of YouTube videos where she was dancing, and she was it Whitney Thorne Smith or something like that. But she just did, and they're called Fat Girl Dancing, and she named them. It's not as if somebody was doing that, and she's amazing. This girl has got some moves, and her entire, message really is, like, you can do whatever you want to do, if you're, overweight or whatever, you can still get out there and just completely just tear the floor up and just, and she's incredible. And there are just so many other people, along those lines now who are just like, and fashion bloggers, and, I wish I had had that kind of, that sort of online experience back then, that there is now. So, but I think about myself back then and I think about how I felt. And that's what really keeps me motivated. I think, if there's just one more person out there, who needs to hear this who needs to, just feel like they're not alone, then that's what makes it worthwhile. I mean, granted, thousands and thousands of people would be nice, but if there's
you'll
just
get
that
there.
One
you'll
person,
get there.
But if there's just that one person, it's that's really what makes it worthwhile, and that's what keeps me going when I have those moments of, those low moments.
Oh,
or those
we all have them, Jen, don't we? We all have them. It's so good because we're both part of Leonie's amazing big a life academy, aren't we?
Yes.
And which, for those of you who are sort of listening who don't know Leonie Dawson, I'll leave the link to her amazing stuff in the show notes. But that's a really positive group of women in that mastermind, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot
absolutely.
Of really amazing women in there. And I think, you know, of the many masterminds, you know, that I'm in, sort of Leonie's is one of them, and it's just so powerful. And I think, as you say, you know, we live in times now where we are really well supported by kind of online business and by technology, you know, reaching out to us, and we can watch YouTube videos, we can listen to, you know, podcasts, we can have audiobooks, and all that stuff is just, you know, it's just out there for, you know, for us to grab on our iPad and go, you know, it's so easy. And as you say, sort of 10 years ago when you were going through your struggles, it wasn't like that. And so, you know, I feel really honored to kind of be part of this amazing, you know, sort of new wave of business and sort of working online. And so what challenges do you find as an online entrepreneur, you know, juggling your one-to-ones and your sort of group, you know, programs? Is there anything that you come up against in particular?
Oh, absolutely. I am the queen of shiny object syndrome online, you know, and or, you know, oh, there's this great new program, or there's this great new, you know, online training for free, or there's this great, and I do have that tendency to think, oh, this is the one new thing that's gonna, you know, really turn things around for me. But what I do actually to kind of get through that is for one thing, I just have to set limits for myself. Yeah. And slap myself on the hand and say, no, you know, do not pull your credit card out, or do not click that link, you know. But and you did say earlier, and I completely agree, it's incredible that we have this opportunity to, you know, do our business online. But at the same time, you know, I have to say, I watch shows set in the 60s, like Mad Men, and yeah, all they had was their typewriter.
How did they work?
How did they work? Exactly.
What do they do for a living? I just can't imagine it, you know, sort of typing something out, and then you have to post it to somebody and wait for them to what? You know, ring you and hope you're there?
It's just... Right. But then I think to myself, I wonder how much work they actually got done. Whereas here am I with 20 tabs open, you know, and like 10 of them are completely unrelated to business. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It has its, you know, ups and downs. It has its pros and cons. I really have to, you know, train myself to just work on my work. And I find that if I just do that, if I just, you know, tell myself, okay, just work on your work for a couple of hours and then you can do this other little thing, you know,
exactly. But that,
it is challenging because there are always going to be a million different things trying to grab our attention. I think our attention spans, unfortunately, are getting worse and worse, you know, and shorter and shorter.
There are, you know, so many amazing free opt-ins, amazing free programs. And in fact, yeah, I bought a kind of ebook bundle last week that was just jam-packed of amazing sort of resources, mm-hmm, and I've only peeped at one so far because I've still got other programs that you know that I'm in and kind of other stuff that I'm doing. And I think it's, you know, I think it is so important that you do invest in your business and kind of in yourself, but as you say, to find that balance and to sort of draw the line, because otherwise you could be doing like a new mastermind or new bootcamp or new program every single week.
Constantly. And you hit the nail on the head. I've got so many unread, even just emails, you know, right now in my inbox to remind me of things that I've downloaded or you know, things that I need to get to, you know. And I ask myself almost every day, am I working in my business or on my business? You know, and that's a pretty telling answer, you know, and that's what really kind of steers me back on course when I'm too far off course. But it's fascinating though. There are so many things to learn and there's so many different perspectives and new tips, you know, and it is very difficult, you know, especially when you're having a low day. Like if I'm having a low day, I'm like, well, obviously I need to learn more about something, you know.
I've got to join a whole new program. And in fact, you know, I'm doing Denise Duffield Thomas's Get Rich Lucky Bitch. I'm in Amazing Biz and Life Academy at the moment as well. And I'm in a couple of other sort of masterminds, and I have to allocate time for each group, you know, over the week, or I will just get absorbed into those ones, you know, without even running my blogging bootcamp or without even sort of dealing with my social media, you know, or my community or my blog or my, you know, or anything else. And, you know, sort of, I find that I have to earmark and specify time to, you know, to actually jump in and do the social stuff. And I now try to kind of action my kind of email inbox just once a day, and that has really helped my productivity. So, what you know, how do you work smarter, Jen? You know, what have you found that really does help you sort of make the most of your time? Is it literally drawing boundaries for yourself?
Boundaries are extremely important, and I think that scheduling time out, sure, it's obviously, I mean, there are 24 hours in a day, and I tell myself all the time, if Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and all these other people could do everything they did in their lives with only 24 hours in a day and invent a million things and found, and all these different things back in the day when they didn't have, the television and the blah, 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 blah. I can manage to, check my social media and my inbox and get my work done and make dinner at the end of the day. Like I can do, or if working mothers nowadays, can, because there are so many, and I'm sure, there are many of them in the Business and Life Academy, if these working mothers also, trying to run their own business, if they can do it, I can certainly do it
That's
without,
certainly me here with the.
well,
I've got my two little twins, and it's tough. And
well, there you go.
in fact, in the last podcast episode, which just aired, I was talking about sort of tips of managing holidays and kids. And but it is, same with everything. It's scheduling. Literally putting in my calendar, I'm gonna not work. This evening or for that portion of the day, and I tend to actually switch off on the weekends. But actually having the kids around is great because, I'm in their creative world, and so if I kind of unplug for the weekend and just kind of go crazy with paints and ice cream and whatever, it's really good for your creativity. So so I can
Oh,
sort of come
yeah.
back to it and go, right, I'm all fired up now. I've kind of made
Excellent.
marshmallows and made
Yeah,
sort of
and that's the thing, because otherwise we really do risk burnout as
Oh, yeah.
well, and it's just like your brain is fried. I just had to remind my husband of that last night, because he's also he's a web designer, and he literally had been in front of the computer for just days straight. And I said, it's 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. My family was over for dinner, to very quickly tell a story. My family was over for dinner. We were sitting around having a great time, and he was still sitting at the computer. I said, you know what? It's 8 o'clock on a Sunday night. I think it's okay for you to step away and spend some time with your family, and not, because he's wondering, my head hurts, my eyes hurt. Well, I can't imagine why. You need
Exactly.
to step away and just laugh
And
for a few
it can be
minutes,
so
and
hard,
live.
can't it? Because and almost once you've made that commitment to step away for the day or for the half day or for the weekend, and you really feel, oh, but I can't, I've got all this stuff to do. And when you come back, you realize you can do it so much more clearly because you're
It's
not
true.
frazzled and you're not kind of dead and slumped onto your keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. But I have to say, I do have to say that the one thing that really helps me the most is actually, it's called The One Thing, and it's this the book by a gentleman named Gary Keller.
Okay.
And this whole theory behind that is, every day, if you can just do one thing that, like, let's say, thinking of it as a run of dominoes, if you can just knock over that one domino, that will set a bunch of other things in motion. Isolating that one thing, in the grand scheme of things, let's say, if I want to get my message out to a broader audience, then one thing for me to do would be to maybe pitch a guest post to five different people.
Yeah.
And if I can get that one thing done first and foremost, then the rest of my everything else is gravy after that, and I can feel accomplished, and that gets motivation, and that gets momentum going. And then I feel like, okay, now I'm really, I've got this thing by the horns, and I can really, and it's rather than just kind of throwing darts at a dartboard randomly, having that plan and saying, okay, here's my one thing for the day.
That is
And then
such
tomorrow I do my one more thing, and I go on from there.
good
And
advice.
yeah.
And in fact, I sort of do like a similar thing. And for me, usually everything is kind of logged online in my sort of Asana and Evernote and all of that stuff, and then sort of cross-matched against my Google Calendar. But I do like to have like a little sort of printout which says, what are my three things that I'm trying to do this week that that's going to really move the needle of my business. Because I can sit here and blog forever or kind of do, sort of cat picture updates on my social media forever.
Right.
But,
Yeah.
what are the three things that I can think of doing that are really going to move this stuff forward? Is it, is it writing my sales page? Is it brainstorming me, my next product? Is it, as you say, sort of pitching some guest posts or kind of interviewing people or finding people to be interviewed? And I think, you're so right, Jen, that honing down that focus is just so important. So what challenges have you faced in dreaming bigger with your business, and how have you overcome them?
I think that, well, personally, for me, when it comes to really, I like to say, like, allowing my business to expand and or explode, preferably explode. For me personally, a lot of it has been just the mentality of, you know, scarcity and fear, honestly, that I was raised in. My father was very poor growing up, and so he really carried that with him and kind of passed it on to us. Mm. And I've actually had to do a lot of work on myself when it comes to that, and letting go of that fear and letting go of just, you know, that feeling of lack and scarcity, and really embracing more of an abundant sort of mindset and mentality. And even, I mean, my bank account doesn't exactly reflect, you know, mass abundance. Not yet. Not, you know, mass abundance, but even simple things like, you know, at one point, you know, my husband hired a friend to do a little work for us on our house. And my immediate first thought was, we didn't need to get that done. Yeah. Why did you do that? And I switched it to, you know what, we're helping this guy, because apparently he actually, you know, my husband found out his friend was like between jobs. You know, he was an electrician and all this different stuff. And he had three children. I thought, okay, we're passing some abundance onto him.
That's right.
You know, as opposed to that fear of, oh gosh, you know. And in reality, there was nothing to fear. We had the money. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, you know, but my immediate thought, you know, I went back to that old pattern, you know. And so that really is something I've had to work on. And I really find that on the days when my work isn't, you know, my work on myself isn't quite as great as it should be, on the days that I kind of fall back into that pattern, those are the days that I have, you know, frustration in my business, yeah. You know. And then when I, you know, kind of clear my energy, clear my mind a little bit, and try to, you know, just embrace abundance in all areas of my life, those are the days when I get that really great email, or I, you know, I have that really great coaching session or something like that, you know.
It really does work, doesn't it? And in fact, you know, from the start of the year, I was kind of sort of famous with my, you know, partner and my VA and my community, even, for having sort of meltdown Thursdays. I would always have a Thursday where I'd be like, oh my God, I'm useless, I can't do anything, it's not going anywhere, you know, whereas sort of quite clearly the business has been really building, it's going really well. And it always seemed to be like on a Thursday, so I'd sort of grafted for 3 days, you know, sort of probably not had the breaks that I should have done in terms of, you know, sort of stepping out from the screen and all stuff like that. And, you know, recently, you know, as you say, what I've been doing is I've been bringing in some daily meditation, you know, bringing in kind of, you know, money block stuff, and kind of working on emotional freedom technique. And so I've been tapping on like a lot of those blocks. Is that stuff that you do as well to clear your energy?
Actually, I do. I do EFT. I absolutely love tapping. I think it is just amazing. And I tap on just about every area of my life.
Yeah.
And I really do love it. I find that it's extremely helpful.
So just for anyone listening who is a bit sort of bamboozled as to what on earth we are talking about, EFT is emotional freedom technique, and it basically works on the body's meridian systems. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yes.
So we are. So if you tap on something, you would imagine a situation or person or, you know, whatever it is, and you would picture that feeling and feel that feeling in your body. And then you would tap on your karate chop point of your hand, in between your eyebrows, to the side of your eye, underneath your eye, underneath your nose, on your chin, on your collarbone, under your arm, and then on the top of your head. And you'd kind of do rounds of this, saying to yourself, you know, various scripts of, you know, I can't do this, I'm so stressed. And it almost seems really counterproductive, doesn't it, to be saying the negative stuff while you're doing it. But you can actually feel yourself realizing that that's not the right frame, that you're, you know that you can sort of change stuff, and you actually end up, you know, clearing those negative blocks and those negative energies. And, you know, for kind of anybody interested, I will leave some links in the show notes so you can check out more of that. And it's actually stuff that, you know, that I've been doing lots on in the Get Rich Lucky Bitch sort of boot camp as well. There's lots of sort of money forgiving stuff, and, you know, sort of tapping on money blocks and things like that. It's so, so powerful. So how do you live brighter as an entrepreneur, Jen? And what does success and living brighter mean to you?
To me, success and living brighter really means not, how do I say this in a positive way? Because I keep, the negative keeps coming up for some reason, but not being afraid to really show up fully as myself,
yeah,
in my business and in the world, I guess. So just being more, I hate the word empowered is used so much, and yet that's like the only word that keeps coming to mind, but to feel empowered and just to feel able really to, like I say, just truly be myself and truly show up in the world as someone who is, you know, who is not afraid of success, who embraces success, and who is not afraid to say that they embrace success. You know, I think as women and as entrepreneurs, you know, we may hold ourselves back a little bit. At least I think some people do, and some people that I've worked with do. Because as you said earlier, you know, it's just we as women, you know, we tend to downplay ourselves and we tend to, you know, oh, I'm okay, but you're better, you know, yeah. or someone gives us a compliment, we feel the need to compliment them back immediately, you
we'll
know,
say, instead of oh, just no, but I'm terrible at doing such and such, you know, and it's,
yes,
like
we have, yeah, exactly, you know, so I think that success really, number one, is just showing up as myself fully and not being afraid to say, here's who I am and here's what I do. And I do it well, and here's, here's, why I do what I do, and I'm not ashamed or afraid to say that, and I'm not ashamed or afraid to share my story, and, you know, and to play on a bigger stage. I think success also is just, you know, waking up in the morning and feeling like, okay, you know, just being happy to wake up in the morning and being happy to, you know, put both feet on the floor and say, all right, let's get started. Let's,
exactly.
You know,
and, yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be the 6 or 7 figure salary just yet. It can, you know, as you say, it's literally, you know, I have that feeling every day when I sort of get up and I'm sort of like, right, okay, well, it's my own business again today. And what am I going to do? And,
yeah,
you know, that stuff is amazing. And sort of years ago when I was in a kind of actual job with actual people, and all that sort of stuff, you know I absolutely loved it, but I have that freedom now, which I completely dreamed about. And, you know, we have that as entrepreneurs, although we tend to that, you know, to then sort of, you know, sort of lock ourselves into these 24/7 browsers open everywhere stuff. But it is really, really exciting, and that is so, so true, Jen, that we should remember that sort of, you know, success can be as simple as just enjoying what you've got and doing it. That's really powerful. So what advice would you give others?
Just keep trying, you know, just keep working and keep remembering. I think the number one thing is just, again, always going back to, why am I doing this? Yeah. And it can be, I want to do this because I want the freedom, or I'm doing this for my children, or I'm doing this for, you know, or I'm doing this because I want to make a ton of money and travel. Your why is your why, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Or it could be, you know, of course, you know, traveling and being fabulously rich would be wonderful, but helping, as I said before, helping these girls and women who, you know, are experiencing what I experienced. You know, I try to remember that as much as possible. You know, I connect with my why, and that's what helps me push through. And I think that that's really the biggest piece of advice that I could ever give anyone. Just keep going back to your why you're doing it. And that can really, really, it can cure any multitude of issues, really, you know, procrastination, or, you know, limiting thoughts that you're having, or, you know, again, shiny object syndrome, you know, get back to your why, to your purpose, you know, and just keep going for it. And I think that's really, because otherwise it can be extremely easy to quit.
Oh gosh.
On yourself, you know, and, or to just stall, or to, you know, stall to the point where you lose your audience, or just, you know, it's just, it's far too easy when it's you, when it's not a boss holding the whip over your head, you know, you're your own boss, you know, it's so easy to just give up on yourself, you know, so that's why you have to remember why you're doing it in the first place.
That's so, so true. And that's really great advice. And also, you know, I find that, you know, certainly having these kind of online, you know, sort of groups in Facebook and such, where, you know, there's accountability with other kind of entrepreneurs and sort of like-minded people. It's certainly my own little success squad, you know, just to have everybody in there, and you can say, oh guys, I'm having a shitty day, like,
and know. they get it. I'm like, you know, I mean, you know, as opposed to, you know, your mother or your best friend, or, you know, or your kid, you know, you just look at them and say, you know, I'm not having a good day right now.
Exactly.
You know, and they're like, okay, whatever, you know. These people, they get it, and they can not only sympathize, but they can also give you that little kick, you know, and that little, or just advice, or just, you know,
or
something,
just say, go,
you know,
have some chocolate, it's gonna be okay.
Right. And, you know, tomorrow you'll feel better, you know, or, you know, so yeah, it's extremely helpful.
Just keep on trucking. So if you could tell us what you're working on right now, Jen, and where we can find you. So give us some links of your Twitter and Facebook and website and some awesome stuff that you're working on.
Great. Well, you can find me all over the place on Facebook. You can find me at, facebook.com/honoryourselfnow, which is the name of my website. That's honoryourselfnow.net. We
Brilliant.
are actually working on a new website, my husband and I, which will probably launch sometime, I think maybe in July of this year, and that would be jenniferbardall.com.
Fabulous.
In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter. My handle is Jennifer Bardall. And also, right now I'm working on a group program. I'd hoped to launch it in July. However, I have to go in. I'm actually having surgery later this week.
Oh,
So I don't want to. And you know what? It's all fine and good to say, oh, yeah, I'll be able to run a program in July. But you know what? I don't want to really put myself through that.
no.
So I pushed it up to August,
Good.
actually. So it'll probably start around August 1st. And it's called Shortcut to Self-Love. And
Wonderful.
basically, I've distilled all these years worth of reading and the programs that I, paid for and went through, in terms of, again, positive body image, self-esteem, self-love, which is really what it boils all down to, is
Yeah.
just self-love, just loving yourself, which again, I know sounds trite and a lot of people don't really agree with that,
But it
but I
is the
think it
most
gets a bad
important
rap.
thing. Yeah.
It is the most important thing, and I think it gets a bad rap because a lot of people, tend to think, oh, self-love, it's,
Yeah.
hoity-toity and
It's a bit
whatever,
woo-woo.
Yeah, it is a bit woo-woo, and where are my prayer beads, whatever. But it doesn't have to be that way at all. And that really is what it all boils down to. So it's a 4-week program where I've tried to spare people, women, the time, and like I said, the money and the time and the everything else, and just get right down to business. And in
Perfect.
these 4 weeks, let's cover, 4 different areas where we can all improve. And so that will launch August 1st.
Awesome. So,
So,
well, that
yeah.
sounds amazing. So we can't wait to see how that rolls out, and I'll be definitely sort of checking out your program. It sounds brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm thrilled to have you here, and it's really
Thank
great to
you.
hear your story and to hear, sort of how you manage and how you live as a solopreneur as well. And I'm sure so many people will be inspired by what you're doing. And thanks ever so much for joining me on the show, Jen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So there we go. That wraps up my interview with Jen, and I hope you guys found that really useful and inspiring, as I certainly did. I think that Jen's story is really powerful, and I will certainly be going to sort of check out her new course as it launches in August. And I'll be putting in the show notes the links for the Amazing Biz and Life Academy that we are both in, and also the links for the Get Rich Lucky Bitch boot camp, which I mentioned. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so pleased that you're here. So do please come and say hi over on Twitter at DexDiva and on Facebook, facebook.com/DexDiva. And if you're not already part of my private Facebook group or my tribe, I would love for you to come and join me. We have free workshops every single Monday on Awesome Mondays, run by various people in the tribe. It's a really fantastic free group to be part of, and it's full of solopreneurs and small business owners just like you and me. So do come on over to my website, and where it says Join My Tribe, just enter in your email address and you'll get all the details of how to sign up for that. Okay, until next time, thank you so much for being here. Bye.